This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the Vice President has been here a number of times showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrats' strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wendy's restaurant is coming back to Weston. It's being built right next to the Walgreens and the Weston Post Office. Now, the Wausau area used to have two Wendy's locations, with one in Weston and another in Rib Mountain. But a fire destroyed the Rib Mountain location, and the Wendy's in Weston closed in September of 2022. And Weinbrenner Shoe Company has been around for more than 130 years now, employing hundreds across central Wisconsin. They're looking forward to a $14,500,000 expansion on the way. The 70,000-square-foot expansion will allow the company to add 35 new jobs. The new facility will not only give workers a workplace to be proud of, but a safer one, too. Officials say the building that they currently use is brick and holds heat during the summer, forcing them to close shop at times for worker safety. Shovels strike dirt next month, and the addition is expected to be completed in late 2025. Young people can get free help to reduce or quit vaping. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced that the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line has expanded its text-based live vape free program to include young adults aged 18 to 26. The program will provide people over the age of 18 with 2 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. And the Best Warrior competition recently finished up in Vermont. An Our Soldier representing Wisconsin placed 4th. Specialist Tevin Kenton of Wausau placed 4th among enlisted competitors from New York, Virginia, Tennessee, Missouri, Montana, and Hawaii. This grueling event tests a soldier's professionalism under challenging conditions and proficiency in soldier tasks. It measures a soldier's physical and mental ability and resilience. Specialist Tevin Kenton is a member of the 105th Cavalry Regiment in Wausau. Gas prices are starting to fall as summer demand decreases. The average price for a gallon of gas in the state today is averaging $3.32. That's 8 cents cheaper than a week ago, and prices in Wausau today range from $3.17 to $3.28. And nothing says fall more like corn mazes. This year, four farms have been selected to help build excitement for the 2025 draft with special draft-themed corn mazes. The Wisconsin Agriculture Tourism Association has chosen farms in Ripon, Chilton, Banduel, and our very own Feltz Dairy Store in Portage County. Each maze will feature a one-of-a-kind design to celebrate our strong agricultural identity and honor the hard work and dedication of farmers around the state, while also reminding fans of the special opportunity that we have to showcase Wisconsin when the draft comes to Green Bay. The 12-acre Feltz Corn Maze will open on September 21st. It's World Photography Day today, and boy, are we blessed with many beautiful sights in our state. A list was actually made by Mixbook of the top 100 most breathtaking views in America, and a few Wisconsin spots made the cut. One of them was the Milwaukee skyline from Lakeshore State Park. It took spot 50, and Devil's Lake from the East Bluff came in at number 67. And you can enroll in a hunter education course today. Wisconsin's fall hunting season is fast approaching, and anyone born on or after January 1st of 1973 is required to hold a certificate in hunter education before they can purchase a hunting license, unless you're hunting under the mentored hunting law. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations, so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. They have traditional in-person courses, online classes, plus a field day course, and more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway in Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy at times today with a few sprinkles early this afternoon. Our high 77, the wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 46. Tomorrow, sunny 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.